South Africa's retirement reality. Why working until 80 could become the norm. Kanyisa Mikaze, CEO of Sanlam Corporate. There is a hard truth we can no longer ignore. If we don't act now, most working South Africans will have no choice but to work until they're 80. Not because they want to, but because they have to. As we at Sanlam Corporate gear up to release our 44th Sanlam Benchmark Research, we are once again faced with the reality that, when it comes to retirement, expectation often does not meet reality. The consumer portion of this year's study showed that respondents expected to retire comfortably at 60. However, a separate piece of work by Sanlam Corporate, our Age of Confidence Research, showed a starkly different picture. South Africans, on average, may need to work a full 2 decades past the normal retirement age to maintain their lifestyle. Additionally, our 2025 benchmark study found that almost half of respondents use Google for financial information and just 22% consult a financial advisor. Unfortunately, retirement outcomes are unlikely to improve if people aren't seeking professional guidance and don't fully understand their realistic retirement age. We hope that sharing this information prompts action. At Sanlam Corporate, we believe in the power of confidence. Financial confidence empowers people to plan, to build, to thrive. It underpins everything from workforce productivity to community resilience. And right now, that confidence is under strain. The reality behind the numbers. Our latest insights will be unpacked at the 2025 Sanlam Benchmark event on the 19th of June in Johannesburg. But even ahead of the event, the trends are telling. Since the two-pot system came into effect on the 1st of September 2024, 36% of survey respondents had taken either the full maximum, early access, allowance or a portion of this allowance. While these withdrawals may offer short-term relief, they significantly reduce the likelihood of a confident retirement. 47% of those who changed jobs previously cashed in their full retirement savings. 26% of respondents shared that they will only seek professional advice around retirement needs within the last 5 years before retirement. These findings from retirement fund members point to a system under pressure. Reimagining the working life cycle. The Sanlam benchmark data is powerful, but data alone won't drive change. What's needed now is a reimagination of what a sustainable, supportive working life looks like in South Africa. This means reshaping employee benefits, deepening financial education, and creating better linkages between work, wellness, and retirement. We must move beyond seeing retirement as a cut-off age and start thinking about it as a phase to be earned through empowerment, not endured through necessity. That's why Sanlam Corporate has committed to building solutions that address the whole person, including affordable risk cover to protect families' retirement solutions that provide financial security, cost savings and bespoke investment opportunities, investment solutions tailored to evolving needs, holistic wellness and mental health interventions, accessible financial advice, a commitment to knowledge sharing via platforms like the Sanlam Knowledge Base, which grew from 2,638 users in 2021 to over 65,000 users in 2024. These are not just products. They are lifelines. And when employers partner with us, they aren't just buying solutions, they're building a better working South Africa. The bigger picture, aligning globally around retirement. South Africa's presidency of the G20 and B20 in 2025 presents a generational opportunity to shape inclusive global reform from an African perspective. As a key sponsor, Sanlam is proud to play a strategic role in these conversations. While retirement has not historically been a headline topic at the G20, its importance has grown steadily. Since the 2010 Seoul Summit, G20 leaders have acknowledged the implications of aging societies for economic growth, workforce participation, and social security. In Osaka 2019, population aging was explicitly recognized as a global policy priority, with leaders calling for healthy and active aging, longer working lives, and more inclusive social protection systems. This context matters. It shows us that retirement is no longer just a personal milestone, it's a macroeconomic issue. A confident retirement system boosts national productivity, financial stability, and societal well-being. But we know transformation doesn't just happen in Davos or in Santon conference rooms alone. It happens in HR departments, in payroll policies, in lunchroom conversations with people asking, "Will I be okay when I retire?" The benchmark findings are clear. We can no longer afford to wait for perfect conditions. The time to act, boldly, collaboratively, and compassionately, is now. The 2025 Sanlam Benchmark event on the 19th of June will be a critical moment to share insights, but more importantly, to connect with leaders who care deeply about people, purpose, and long-term prosperity. If we align around the data, and more importantly, the people behind the data, we can rewrite South Africa's economic story. A story not of perpetual struggle, but of growing confidence. Because when people feel secure, they build. When they build, communities rise. And when communities rise, South Africa thrives. Ends. Author at Kanyisa Mikaze, Sanlam Plus posts bio at Kanyisa Mikaze, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link think you'll retire at 65. 80 is SA's real retirement age at Kanyisa Mikaze, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link Sanlam benchmark 2024. Addressing the twin peaks of poverty alleviation at Kanyisa Mikaze, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link Sanlam benchmark reveals what's keeping SA Inc. awake at night. At Kanyisa Mikaze, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disabled dash link Sanlam corporate adds top execs to its leadership team. Share on your socials.